This is the StarQuest headline update for the week ending March 1st, 2019. Brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Don Bettinelli. Last month, February 11th, was the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, commemorating the apparition of Jesus' mother to Bernadette Subaru, starting in 1858. During the celebration of the feast, the local bishop announced the 70th Lourdes miracle recognized by the church. A French nun had been wheelchair-bound and disabled since 1980, but after receiving a blessing at the shrine in 2008, she was able to walk away from the chair with no pain. More than 7,000 cases of miracle healings have been attributed to Our Lady of Lourdes, and 70 have passed the rigorous examinations to be recognized officially. Spring training for baseball is underway, and Pittsburgh Pirates pitcher Trevor Williams is back at it with his faith by his side. Trevor, a Catholic and a Knight of Columbus, said in a video by the Knights that his faith and prayer are part of his daily life, and that he prays to put his trust in Jesus before every game. Bill and Ted are back for more excellent adventures. The third Bill and Ted movie stars Keanu Reeves and Alex Winters, who are returning to the characters they originated 30 years ago, and is titled Bill and Ted Face the Music. It'll start production this spring. The time-traveling duo are now middle-aged dads who have to create the greatest song ever written, or life as we know it will end. Bogus. Jonathan Frakes, Commander Riker from Star Trek The Next Generation, and a veteran TV director, has said he will be directing episodes of the new Star Trek Picard show. Frakes has directed 3 episodes of Star Trek Discovery this season, and says he'll be working with his old co-star, Patrick Stewart, on the Picard show, which will start producing the first of 10 episodes in mid-April, with release in late 2019. He also said he's seen parts of the new Trek animated show Lower Decks, which he says is hysterical. Speaking of Star Trek Discovery, CBS has officially announced a third season for the show to go into production this summer. They also announced that writer Michelle Paradise is being promoted to co-showrunner with Alex Kurtzman, since Kurtzman's so busy running all the other Trek shows being created these days. The first flight of SpaceX's Crew Dragon spacecraft is on target for launch tomorrow, Saturday, March 2nd. The test flight will launch the capsule atop a Falcon 9 rocket around 3 a.m. Eastern Time from Cape Canaveral, Florida, and dock with the International Space Station on Sunday, March 3rd. The Crew Dragon will carry 400 pounds of supplies and a sensor-equipped test dummy in a spacesuit. It will then return on March 8th with a splashdown in the Atlantic Ocean off Florida. If all goes well, the first crewed mission could take place this summer. Actor Tom Payne may have let slip another unofficial confirmation that Amazon's Middle-earth TV series will feature the character of Aragorn. Payne, who recently left The Walking Dead series, said in an interview that he's reluctant to cut the long hair he had for that role because Amazon is casting for Aragorn, among other open roles being cast that it would feature men with long hair. It's not official confirmation, but it's interesting nonetheless. The Expanse TV series, which has moved to Amazon for its 4th season after being saved by fans, looks like it will feature the events from the Expanse book Cibola Burns, based on new casting information. 3 new actors have been reportedly cast for new characters on the show, including a settler on a new Earth-like planet and a cynical corporate security officer. No word on when season 4 will be available. When Italy's Mount Vesuvius erupted in AD 79 and killed 2,000 people in Pompeii and Herculaneum, what happened to the survivors? According to a new paper in the scientific journal Analecta Romana, they settled in the communities of Cumae, Naples, Ostia, and Puteoli. The conclusions came from research by classic scholars who tracked several criteria, including family names distinct to Pompeii and Herculaneum before 79 AD that showed up in other places after, the worship of deities unique to the destroyed cities, and use of the unique dialect, and more. Lent starts next Wednesday with Ash Wednesday. Are you ready? If you haven't already made a plan for how to make this a fruitful season of penance and preparation, EpicPew.com has some suggestions, including making a holy hour, figuring out what you're going to give up now, and exploring old traditions for Lent that have been forgotten. See the link for more details. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every week at sqpn.com/headlines. And thank you to the generous patrons who make this and all the shows at SQPN possible. You can join them by visiting sqpn.com/give. I'm Don Bettinelli.